to used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And Dave, and back again this week.
That's it. We're back again every Thursday at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990. And you can catch us on the live stream on Facebook, which is also libertyorlockdown.live.
And I always edit our videos to cut out the commercials so you can save yourself about 13 minutes. We have a lot of commercials in a one-hour show.
Yes, too many.
So you go to libertyorlockdown.live.
Yeah, you got to pull that closer so we can hear you. Thank you.
Go to libertyorlockdown.live and you'll be able to see the show without commercials.
Yes, exactly. And Dave does a great job at that. And it's www.libertyorlockdown.live.
Yep.
That's the website, okay?
Yep.
This next Friday, January 20th, we have the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans meets at Vincent's Italian Restaurant for 11:30 to 1:30. We have several great speakers listed. Brandon Trosclair, candidate for Secretary of State. Lenar Whitney on election integrity, Connie Sampagnaro on United Nations Sustainable Goals. We'll be having Randy Russ, former CEO of Community Coffee, who will be on the line, on the call with us today. He'll be visiting with us and giving him some time to talk a little bit, and John Scallon. And they're working very hard on our election integrity process and just trying to unravel all of what is not being done properly and what we can do better to make the system better. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? I want to remind the people of Louisiana that America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And on my radio show on WGSO at Thursday at 5 p.m., we are always here to bring you whatever truth we can locally and statewide and nationwide. I picked up on a little thing, a quote I wanted to read to you. It says, we're a constitutional republic and not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people at robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goals of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactical of subverters is the subversion of language by calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept it and use the term. The totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government, end quote. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So there you have it. We are a constitutional republic and not a democracy. All right, Dave, real quick, what do we have on our COVID stats?
Well, when I was probably in kindergarten or so, I could read. And apparently a lot of people in the White House can't, because as you just referred to, they keep saying, well, this is a democracy. No, it's not a democracy. Look in the Constitution. Here's an interesting article that's dated today. It says, breaking, Biden administration extends COVID-19 public health emergency again. Okay, let me go get my dictionary out and see. What's an emergency? The definition of an emergency that I've known since I was in kindergarten, this is from the Merriam-Webster website, is an unforeseen combination of circumstances or the resulting state that calls for immediate action. How long has this COVID stuff been going on that just came up today, right?
Yeah, 3 years almost.
Yeah, I think it's been over 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, oh, we have an emergency. No, an emergency doesn't go on for 3 years.
That's right.
And it doesn't call for immediate action. So anyway, at least in the state of Louisiana, let me give you the numbers. And you can go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on the More tab, and you can see graphs that show you this. This is all from the Louisiana Department of Health. For some reason, a couple of weeks ago, they released an enormous number of positive tests one day. They only give data every Wednesday now. They used to give it every day, and then they cut it down to Monday through Friday, and now it's down to just every Wednesday. Okay. All of a sudden, they released a count of 9,300 positive tests within 1 week, where normally it's been running in a neighborhood of 2,000 to 3,000. Well, that's dropped off now. So if you look at the graph, you'll see there's a bump from a couple of weeks ago. But the number of people throughout the state that are testing positive is about, 9.4 positive tests per 100,000 residents. So let's put everybody in the Superdome,
right,
and you can expect 7 or 8 people test positive. They're not dying. They're not sick. They just had a positive test. Oh, no, this is an emergency. Well, you know, the Biden administration would like it to be. But if you compare that to Jefferson Parish, Jefferson didn't have a big bump. Orleans didn't have a big bump. We're also having about 9 per 100,000 with a positive test. Actually, Orleans is a little better. Orleans is about 8 per 100,000. And this time of year, how many people get sick? A lot of people sick. They're
that's
just
right.
attributing, I think, everything to COVID. So then
they
the
have allergies, something allergic.
Yeah, really.
People are having severe allergies right now.
Well, there's a general class of virus called a coronavirus. It's a little thing that's got what looks like a crown around it, little bumps sticking out. And so colds are coronaviruses, flu is coronaviruses, COVID is coronaviruses. So I don't know if they can really distinguish that much. But anyway, this week, all of a sudden, the Department of Public Health released the figures. They've been running about 2 deaths per day for the state of Louisiana, which is 4.7 million people. Well, all of a sudden this week, they announced almost 4 times that much. They announced 61 deaths. So if you look on the graph on Liberty or Lockdown, you'll see that there was a sudden bump. But I'm pretty sure that's going to go away next week. And then if you compare that to Orleans and Jefferson, we didn't have any kind of a bump. It's just, it's not a big deal around here.
No.
Now, if you get sick, go see your doctor. But don't panic. Don't live in fear. But the government is going to try to, the government is going to try to make you think that we've got this sudden emergency of COVID. No, it's not an emergency. It's something that's been going on for 4 years now.
Right, it has, and it's like a never-ending pandemic.
Well, it's a plandemic.
Yes, it's a never-ending plandemic is exactly what it is, and we really need to continue to just, give the truth and press on. We can't give up. We can't quit.
And if you look at the number of people, they finally have started again giving the hospital data. Look at the number of people hospitalized in Louisiana. It's 300 and some per 4.5 million. And then there's only about 20 people on ventilators
right.
in the whole state.
Well, we're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our guest, Dr. Randy Russ, and we'll be talking about election integrity and the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women. We'll be talking about what we can do to better our voting process here in Louisiana. This is Huck and Liberty in Lockdown. We'll be right back.
America, America.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, what about you? Do you own a gas stove?
Don't tell. They'll come break down my door and get my gas stove. Yeah, you know, somebody on, well, there's a proposal now among my favorite political party to eliminate all gas stoves. Well, first, you got to get rid of your gasoline car. You'll have an electric car. So if you run out of gas for your gas stove, what you can do is plug it into your electric car and do your cooking off of your Tesla batteries, right?
I'm telling you, well, I'm not getting rid of my gas stove.
Well, there's a thing from the other political party where they said, if you can't make it safe, it should be removed from service. You know, that's probably true. We should ban all automobiles because we can't make them 100% safe. Somebody might stub their toe getting in or out. Somebody might get run over.
Another one.
So let's eliminate all automobiles, and that'll solve that problem. Of course, then we're going to have a problem where people trip and fall.
It's vitamisms. All right, let's get to our caller. All right, I want to welcome Dr. Randy Ross on the line. Dr. Randy Ross, are you there with us, sir?
I'm here.
Yeah, but we got a lot of static. Is there a way we can fix that static? So I can hear you a little more clearly.
Is that better?
Some road noise or something. No, it's not better at all.
Are you in your car right now?
Do you have a window down?
No, I'm not. No, I'm in my house.
Uh-oh. Must have a window open in your house.
Are you on your cell phone, Colin? When you call back? Call back and get a clear line. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, in the meantime, I want to give you guys a little you know, a preview of what's about what we're about to talk about. The Louisiana Federation of Republican Women sent out a letter yesterday to its presidents and some of its members, I guess. And in this letter, they addressed their executive board, saying that Dr. Randy Ross, John Scanlon have an election integrity presentation that they're trying to get into our LFRW clubs. So they're trying to get this presentation into the clubs. Really, what they're trying to do is get the presentation out to the voters, okay? So don't think so highly of yourself that it's just about you, your clubs. They want to get this information out to the voters. We, the people, the voters, so that we can make a honest decision based off of facts. It's not just about going to the Federation clubs. All right. Do we have him on the line again? All right. Yep, you're there again. It's still staticky. I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to go ahead and can you just talk loudly so we can hear you?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm in my house and it's quiet, so I don't know why. Having this problem.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's strange.
I hear it on my end, so maybe another time would be better.
All right, well, we'll get you back on the line on a different day. Oh, there you
okay.
go. I hear you better now.
What happened?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Nope.
I've got a lot of static on my end.
Is the CIA monitoring you?
Yeah, sounds like. It might be the CIA or the FBI. Somebody's driving some kind of static line into your phone. Use your wife's phone and call us.
She's not here. I would do it. All right, y'all.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks. All right, you too. The Lord bless you. So let me just give you a little quick. So that's very strange. He's in his house in a quiet place, and we cannot hear him. Dr. Randy Russ and John Scanlon have this election integrity presentation that they have gone around to show we the people, the voters, you know, allowing us to see what is actually happening behind the curtain, behind the scene. And it's not looking very well for the Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin. So they're accusing John Scanlon and Randy Russ of defaming Secretary Kyle Ardoin. But it's not a personal attack against Kyle. It's basically people, citizens, trying to get to the bottom of why we are being censored or why the elections aren't being ran fairly. And we saw in 2020 that the elections were stolen from President Trump at the time. And we know they were stolen, and you can be an election denier all you want, but we know what happened. And so here we have some citizens who are just actively trying to work. No one is paying them. They don't have any donors. They are doing this just as citizens to figure out what we can do to make our system better, right? And so here the Federation writes this nasty little letter to all of its members telling them not to allow Dr. Russ Randy, former CEO of Community Coffee, and John Scanlon to come in and show their presentation. I'm not sure why it would hurt to have an opposing view. It's something that, you know, shouldn't be too scary for them unless they have something to hide.
Wasn't that called groupthink in 1984?
Yeah, right. So now they're wanting to accuse Dr. Russ, and John Scanlon of being, you know, BFFs with Brandon Trosclair, best friends forever. I'm being sarcastic. And that Brandon Trosclair has not officially declared his intent to run as a candidate for Secretary of State, when in factuality he has declared his intent to run. So that is another disinformation sentence written in their letter. And that they've seen yard signs with his name on it, but the candidate has not officially had a declaration, which is not true. The Louisiana Federation does not support this program. They do not support you, we the people, being able to look at all of the evidence. So they're like Twitter now, holding back the evidence. They don't want you to see it all. They don't want you, the voter, to make a conscious decision on your behalf of what you see is right or wrong. So the LFRW is operating in a censorship fashion.
Okay, let me get this straight. Louisiana Federation of Republican Women
yes.
sent out a letter saying we're not going to allow certain people to speak.
That's right.
One of them is Randy Russ, who we were trying to get on, had phone problems. Is there anybody else on that list that we might be familiar with?
Yes. Well, we mentioned John Scanlon, and then also they're wanting to prevent you to listen to Brandon Trosclair, who's running for Secretary of State. Now, you got to remember, they have had people speaking with Kyle Ardon for the last 2 years, several years, in regards to cleaning up our voter rolls, and they have not. I believe there's like seven, this number's going to shock y'all, 700,000 votes that need to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
Voter, you know, they need to be cleaned up. They have the facts. They know they can present to us the facts, and we're not being allowed to see these facts. So at the Vincent's Italian restaurant next Friday, January 20th, we're going to have a lot of this to present to you all. If you're interested in seeing the truth and hearing the truth yourself, come to Vincent's. You can RSVP at the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans.com. And it's $39 for the luncheon. And we'll have some of these speakers here so they can actually tell you what's really going on.
Well, it seems like it would be an honor to be on the list, right?
Yes.
Don't listen to these people. They're evil.
I think so. And with that being said,
I'm trying to think, do I know somebody else that also has been sort of like shadow banned? What was her name again?
That'd be me.
Yeah.
Martha Huckabee.
Yeah.
I'm so shadow banned everywhere. And you know, here we go. The Federation actually censored me back in 2021, September of 2021. They removed me as the president. They accused me of breaking their bylaws, which is not true. Huh? All right. So we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll pick up where we left off. Put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's going to be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed, and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent, and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm. Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Anyway, we were trying to get Dr. Randy Ross, and somehow we had a little bit of static interference. Not sure quite what was going on there. But so back in September of 2021, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women unjustly removed me, Martha Huckabee, as the president. They never, ever gave me the opportunity to speak to the executive board, like they call it a trial, but it's not a really real trial in their policies and procedures. There was never a trial. My executive board was never allowed to speak on behalf of me. And when they tried, they were silenced to the tune of actually removing our club from the Federation. So now they've put me in this letter. I have been included in this beautiful letter. So to the Federation, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, thank you so much for including me in this beautiful letter. As a reminder, former LFRW Club WRCNO, led by ex-member Martha Huckabee, was removed from the Federation, Louisiana Federation, for not following the Louisiana Federation objectives stated in our bylaws. Very untrue. I was exposing the rhinos, which everyone knows Cassidy is a Democrat. He votes for the left all the time.
Yep.
Okay, well, I was also seeing the same pattern with Letlow, Juliette Letlow. She hadn't quite voted yet, but she was outside with a mask, and that is virtue signaling. If you are outside and you are doing a press conference, you're virtue signaling. You have handlers. And I know her husband had just passed away. He is a wonderful man, and he's with the Lord now, and my heart went out to her and her family and her two little children, but she is encroaching in on destroying our constitutional republic by allowing them to use her. So now she's already shown us how she voted. She has voted. She voted for the omnibus. She voted for green passports. She voted for the Biden, everything Biden voted for. So to me, she's not a conservative Republican. She's a rhino. And the Federation didn't like that I called that out. And so they wanted to silence me. I was also advocating for a little boy by the hashtag Justice for Chase. And, you know, Facebook had silenced me on that. We had 20,000 members on there. And it's an alleged pedophilia case within the Jefferson Parish judicial system. And it has to do with Judge Rowan and Judge Cleese, hearing officer Paul Wittig, and Attorney Jacqueline Maloney. All these people have allegedly just hidden all the evidence and then taken the child and given him to his alleged abusers. So they want to silence me, you know, for advocating for this little boy. And then they use their power to remove me. That's the bottom line. So now they're doing the same thing. These people want to show you the truth about what's going on within our election system here in the state of Louisiana. So they want to silence Randy and
John.
Who
are the other people besides you on this list?
Lenar Whitney. They want to silence Lenar Whitney. She's RNC chairwoman, and she's fighting for election integrity as well. And Chrissy Hike. These are two women who are these are people who love the Lord and doing the right thing. It's like if you do the right thing, you're not a part of the good old boy club.
Yeah.
So we were criminals, we would get along well with them.
Well, you know, it would really be more honest if the Republican Party establishment in Louisiana would change its name to the good old boy club.
Yeah, well, the GOP. The good old party. Christy Hike and Lenar Whitney have closely aligned themselves with this group. So they're calling people out in this letter. They need to be very careful because they will at some point have to be sued for all defaming people with all the lies because they can't prove anything they say. All of this is in writing, but we have proof, factual proof, and they're going to be in trouble and it's not going to be good. And they need to stop. LFRW needs to stop.
I guess people get so used to getting away with anything, they don't think that they'll ever be caught.
Yeah, and this woman, Robbie Dyer, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should actually be ashamed of yourself. This is disgusting. So we're going to keep going at the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans. We don't need the Federation and their lies and their deceit. We don't need that. We can just gather together as voters of a state, individual citizens, and continue to do our best to make Louisiana great and be a part of that Make America Great Again movement. Yeah? All right. We have Matthew from Metairie on the line. Matthew, you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. But I was listening to this conversation kind of got started on Jeff's show yesterday. Apparently, it looks like the Women's Republican Club has the same problem that the national front-facing Republican Party has altogether.
Yes.
And that is, they don't want to make the nice people on television mad at them.
No. The nice people on television. Yeah, right.
Well... The fact of the matter is there are still a lot of people who believe that if it's on television, it can't be a lie.
This is true.
I remember having this discussion with my wife when we were talking about the House the HUARC committee versus the committee led by the Wisconsin senator who developed such a horrible reputation. Unjustly, as it turns out.
Is that McCarthy?
McCarthy.
Yeah.
And it turns out they've been lying for a long time. And now the media, the news media, including media that we think should at least be somewhat on our side, is on a crusade on this business of...
Stop moving around so I can hear you.
I'm not moving around.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's really weird. And so they had Majoria Green on one of these shows, and the hostess asked her, "Now, you believe Joe Biden was legitimately elected, right?" And she said, "Oh, he's a legitimate president." And all of the people who follow her are like, "Boo, hiss." I'm thinking to myself, dang.
Well, thank you, Matthew, from Metairie. I appreciate your call. All right, so I want to give a couple of shout-outs to Judy Amos on Facebook. Hi, thank you so much. We appreciate you and your comment. And, yes, it is a lot of people are having allergies right now. And I'm not too sure. You know, in this letter that the Federation wrote, they said that Martha Huckabee was removed from the Federation for not following. But they said that I no longer am affiliated, which is right. I don't want to be affiliated with you. Y'all are a bunch of frauds. But I can still attend anything that I choose to attend because it's a free country and a free state. And so, therefore, but by the way, I've not attended any of the Federation meetings or luncheons in 2022 because I've been focused on the radio station, the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, getting good candidates in for Louisiana. And we got a good win with Michael Petalino in the Jefferson Parish School Board. And we're going to prayerfully get a great win with our candidate for Secretary of State, Brandon Trosclair. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for Brandon Trosclair. He will be running against Kyle Ardoin. And I will be voting for him, campaigning for him, sign-waving, phone banking, and whatever else I need to do to get him into that seat so that we can get some fair elections and get things cleaned up.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Kyle Ardoin has been notified about some irregularities in the voter rolls.
Yes.
And it's been, what, over a year, almost
yes.
2 years?
Correct.
This is something called slow walking.
Yes.
When I was a kid and I did something wrong, my dad wasn't a child abuser, but he spanked me a couple of times. That's all it took. But I had to go get the belt. Well, how fast do you think I walked to get the belt and bring
Very
it back
slow.
To my dad? That's about how fast Mr. Ardoin seems to be responding to this.
Yeah,
inquiry.
Well, he's not responding at all because he won't release the cast votes. He won't give them the codes for the machines. Then he has these, the four people that showed up at the LFRW meeting last night that are like his hound dogs, and they're just not doing the right thing. And we really... we're going to get this straight. It's all going to come out. It's not over with. This is just the beginning. And 2023, biblically, is a jubilee year. Every 50 years is a jubilee year. And I see the hand of God moving, and I see justice prevailing. Even justice for Chase will prevail. It'll eventually all come out. Yeah, all the corruption is going to come out, and I believe that wholeheartedly. So anyway, the presentations that they are preside that they're showing, the election integrity, are not there to slander Kyle Ardoin. They are only there to show you factually what he has not done and what is happening right now. So it's not slander. It's just facts. All right. And let's see what else. I don't know. We have a caller on the line. Let's go with that caller right now. Who do we have? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, listen, I'm sick and tired of this double standard. Biden is he's guilty. He's been doing classified things for a long time. He's got all kinds of stuff. He's busted. Be assured. Be assured, Joe Biden. Your sins are going to find you out. You know, he's the one. Why doesn't the FBI raid the White House instead of Mar-a-Lago?
Well, it's not even the White House. It's his own house.
Yeah, what, you talking about the garage with all the files?
Yeah, all the files and all of this stuff. I mean, look, they're working with Dr. Fauci, the angel of death, and they're working with that guy Zelensky. They're all angels of death. And I tell you what, they're swapping the money back and forth, and they're messing us over. As a matter of fact, we need to hold our ground and stand our ground. We need to stop 87,000 IRS agents and put 87,000 more people on the border to protect our country, to stop the fentanyl from coming in.
Amen to that.
Yeah, well, and I'm so angry right now, I can't tell you. This double standard, it's got to come to an end one way or another. All you good Republicans out there, if there's any good Democrat stuff out there, then you need to stand against it too. And all the independents too. You know what I mean? Brothers and sisters, when we stand together, we cannot be beaten.
That's
and
right.
And the Bible does say that be assured, your sins gonna find you out.
They will. Thank you so much, Cajun Buccaneer. We appreciate you. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
And one thing that was done immediately by the new Republican House is that they voted to rescind the 87,000 IRS agents.
They did vote to rescind them.
Yeah.
Did the vote pass?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. We'll be able to look that up while we're on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Let's look that up. Standing by, I'm going.
sent the message, I've had enough. We the people said.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, so let's talk about the firewall. There's supposedly a firewall that protects the LAGOP from interfering with the LFRW, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, which I was advised that through Louis Gervich that he cannot cross that firewall, because I went to him to ask him if he would speak to Wanda Esperuza at the time, because they were not allowing me to have a fair trial, okay? They had called me several times on the cell phone, asked to meet with me, but it was so aggressive, I wasn't in the mood to meet with these aggressive people at the time. When I did text them and tell them, okay, I will meet with you, and then there was another time they asked to meet with me, but my son had an audition at the time, and the timing wasn't right. So I sent them a text and said, okay, we can meet on this time, but that wasn't good enough for them, right? I had to accommodate when they could meet me, but it couldn't be when I could meet them. And then there was no attempt after that, crickets. So they said that I didn't try to meet with them, which was a lie. Yeah. Everything about that they have said about me is lie after lie after lie. And they keep lying to their members, and the members that don't know me believe the lies. But fortunately, I have everything documented. Every letter sent to me from the Federation, I rebutted with the truth. Everything that was spoken about me was all lies, 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 lies. And that's what they're doing here with these people. They're lying about Lenore Whitney, lying about Christy Hike, lying about Randy Russ, lying about John Scanlon, and the lies from the Federation never stop. And then they want to revert back to their policies and procedures that they actually wrote May of 2022 after the incident with me so that they could secure themselves. Huh. It's never ending.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway. Well,
people are basically rotten, and it comes out in something like this.
Yeah, it does. It's disgusting. But we're going to keep fighting for our constitutional republic and good candidates here. We're going to try our best to present to you good candidates. And when there's a rhino, we're going to, you know, show their voting record.
Yeah.
And allow the voters to make the decision on how they want to vote. Do you want to vote for someone who continues to block election integrity and is not honest? Or do you want to vote for somebody who's willing to open up the books and get things straight and remove Dominion completely? I think I'd go for the person who was willing to do the right thing.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So meet us at the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans luncheon on January 20th at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie at 11:30. And it's $39. You can RSVP Terry at 985-722-7530. That's 985-722-7530. You can RSVP Terry, and we hope to see you there. We need your RSVP by Monday. Today is Thursday.
Be there.
Yeah. All right, and we want to give a quick shout out to Al Rice on Facebook. Defunding the new IRS agents is what they proposed. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the new Republican majority in the House is not a majority in the Senate. So they immediately passed the bill saying rescind the funding. The problem is the old funding had passed into law. So to overrule it, you have to get the Senate to overrule. And that's not going to happen because the Senate is still majority Democrat. So, you know, we agree in principle that's what ought to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's grandstanding, huh?
Yeah. But one thing
McCarthy knew.
One thing that's really nice. I think it's good when the government is deadlocked and they can't do anything. That way they're not going to mess us over too much. But one thing that I like is that the House of Representatives can bring impeachment proceedings. They're not after Biden just yet, but they brought already impeachment proceedings against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas because of the abject failure at the border, at the Mexican border. This guy's not doing his job. You know, whether he's working in response to what his boss said, doesn't matter. He's not doing his job. So impeachment proceedings have already been filed by the new Republican majority in the House against the Secretary of Homeland Security.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. No one, Al Rice says, no one gets away with anything. God records everything. Nothing is done in the dark, which will not come to light. Thank you, Al, for that. We appreciate that. So you're welcome to visit us on libertyoralockdown.live on Facebook. We are live there. We're live also at the WRCNOLA. That's at WRCNOLA. On Facebook, we're live there, and you can see us on my page too, Martha Huckabee, and you can call us at 504-556-9696 if you have something to say. We're here to listen to you. You're welcome to call us at 504-556-9696. You have anything else, Dave?
Well, you know, in California, they had an extreme drought, and thank the Lord, well, maybe a little too much, but the weather has gone the other way, and now the reservoirs are overflowing in California. So I'm sure it's better to have too much water than not enough water.
It's very true. So we have an article here. It says, here are the Republicans attending the World Economic Forum next week. Oh, this is great. So go to dailywire.com news. Here are the Republicans attending the World Economic Forum next week. That's dailywire.com news. And you can read that article about the Republicans that are attending the World Economic Forum, WEF. I wonder if McCarthy will be there. I think he's scheduled to be there.
I'm not too sure.
Well, the group, which is led by German economist Klaus Schwab, is a leading proponent of stakeholder capitalism. an approach to investing that says executives must consider the need of employees, communities, and other parties, in addition to shareholders, in the use of corporate power to advance political agendas in global economies.
Well, that's an international proposal, right? That's not a law.
Right.
Yeah. Because really, the person that owns a company, as they say, the golden rule is he who has the gold sets the rules. You know, if you own a company, you can do pretty much what you want.
Yeah. Well, we saw that in COVID, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't eat at restaurants without a stupid mask.
Yeah.
And you couldn't. And you had to give them your vaccine status to go to a restaurant. You had to tell them whether you were vaccinated if you could eat in a restaurant. But you can't tell them that you're vaccinated right now when you're watching the NFL drop on the flies. But don't talk about the vaccine status now.
Yeah. There was a clip I heard earlier. I'll have to look it up, where somebody from Pfizer actually was caught on tape admitting, you know, this may cause heart problems in younger people.
And we want to give a quick shout out to one of my favorites, Diamond and Silk. Diamond passed away a couple of days ago. And she was beloved by many, many, many MAGA, Make America Great Again. She and her sister did a lot of things for our Constitution Republic, exposing the corrupt cabal. And I just followed them from the beginning up until now. And I do know she had admitted she got the vaccine and that she regretted it. And unfortunately, she is part of that hashtag died suddenly.
Yeah.
No, and she was a healthy, healthy young black lady, I think 51 years old. She's a firecracker. And President Trump put a statement out. He really loved her and her sister. So we want to give our condolences here at Liberty Lockdown for their loss. And we're sorry to hear that Diamond has passed.
Yeah.
We need to keep the fight.
You know, I'm wondering, I'm invited to go to Africa, to South Sudan, but if they say, you've got to get another booster, I might not go.
Yeah, I would strongly advise you not to, my friend. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We love you so much, and the Lord bless you. We'll see you next Thursday, 5 p.m. at WGSO 990 AM. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York too.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.